In this series that we've been noticing the past few weeks, we have briefly examined these particular passages so far. Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12, the Beatitudes of the Kingdom. Then we notice Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, where we discuss the defilements of the heart. Then we notice Paul's chapter on the qualities of love in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 13. And then Paul spoke to us again about the works of the flesh in Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21, and again in chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, about the fruit of the Spirit. And then last Sunday morning, we noticed the unity of the Spirit in Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6. Now, as we summarize these passages, we have to think about the character and blessedness of those who would be citizens of the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 5, and the source of evil and sin that defiles mankind, Mark 7, and the kind of love that is possible in the lives of those who would follow Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 13. Then we have to consider the works of the flesh that can prevent someone from entering the kingdom of heaven. Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. And then we need to think about the fruit that is born in the life of those who are led by the Spirit of God, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. And then we have to consider the unity of the Spirit, which we must be diligent to preserve. Now, our next passage that we want to consider describes the apparel of Christ, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. And we have quite a bit to cover, so I'm going to encourage you to read that passage on your own. But the context here talks about that Christians have been raised with Christ. In chapter 3 and verse 1 of Colossians, Paul writes here, "If then you were raised with Christ." If. Here is the condition, and that's a large word. It's a word that carries a lot of possibilities in the pages of the New Testament. If. If is the condition of the first class, assumed as true according to Robertson's word pictures. If we were raised with Christ in baptism, Colossians 2, verses 12 and 13. And what he means here is being raised with Christ offers new opportunities for those that are raised with Christ. Christians are to seek things above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God, Colossians 3 and verse 1. In verse 2, he talks about setting our mind on things above and not on earthly things. And then in Colossians 3 and verse 3, he says, "For in Christ we died," another allusion to baptism. Again, and we could cite Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. "And now our life is in Christ, hidden to the world, but one day to be made evident to everyone." Colossians 3, verses 3 and 4. So here Christians are to seek things above. We are being raised with Christ to lead a new mindset, to live a new way. In fact, Christians now are to put off the old man. Paul would tell us in Colossians 3 and verse 5 that we put to death fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, because God's wrath will come on those who practice those things, Colossians 3 and verse 6. In verses 7 through 9 here of Colossians 3, Paul addressed the fact that we once walked in such things. But now we are to put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language, and lying. And he tells us that such sins are the ones that we examine when we looked at Mark 7, verses 21 through 23, that these are the defilements of the heart. They are the works of the flesh from Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. But now we are being raised with Christ to lead a new lifestyle. Christians are to put on the new man. We are to be renewed in our knowledge according to the image of God who has created us. Chapter 3 and verse 10 of our context. So we're no longer Greek nor Jew or anything else, But now we are like Christ, according to Colossians 3 and verse 11. So being raised with Christ should lead us to being Christ-like. Now what that entails is seen as we now consider the apparel of Christ in Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. And that is those things that we should put on. The Greek here refers to clothing, cloth, as God's elect people, holy and beloved. So we take the meaning of this context and we understand it to be a necessary apparel. The tender mercies, the bowels of mercy, as the King James would call it. The Greek words here first literally means bowels, for the bowels were regarded by the Hebrews as the seat of the tender affections, especially with kindness, benevolence, and compassion. And a second Greek word describes compassion, pity, or mercy. So, we are to have the bowels in which compassion resides. Or as we might say today, a heart of compassion. The second necessary apparel here is kindness. And the Greek word is, if I can pronounce it correctly, is Christotes. And it means gentleness, kindness. The third necessary apparel is humility or humbleness of mind, as the King James would say. And the Greek word here means to have a humble opinion of ourself, a deep sense of our moral littleness, modesty, humility, lowliness of mind, meekness. The Greek word here means gentleness, mildness. Then the fifth necessary apparel is that of long-suffering. And from the Greek word, it means patience, forbearance, long-suffering, slowness in avenging wrongs. And then the sixth necessary apparel from our text is bearing with one another, or the King James says forbearing one another. And the Greek word here, it means to sustain, to bear, to endure. The seventh necessary thing in this apparel is forgiving one another. And it means from the Greek to do something pleasant or agreeable. To want, to do a favor to gratify, to grant forgiveness, or to pardon. So we must forgive just as the Lord forgave us. The eighth necessary thing in this apparel is love, the bond of perfection, as the King James would describe it. This is the Greek word agape. It means active goodwill, benevolence. The New International Version says that which binds them all together in perfect unity. The perfect tie that binds the other virtues together, like a belt that binds a piece of clothing. The perfect tie here. Without love, the other virtues cannot last. With it, they can be easily maintained. Now, such is the spiritual apparel that we are to adorn in our lives with Christ. Now, these are necessary accessories. In Colossians 3 and verse 15, Paul speaks of the peace of God. We are to let the peace of God rule in our hearts, for in Christ, who is our peace, has made us one body. That's what Paul tells us in Ephesians 2, verses 13 through 16. And that's something that we should be thankful for. Then another necessary accessory here is the word of Christ, Colossians 3 and verse 16. We are to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, by teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, as we sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. In the Colossians 3 and verse 17, another necessary accessory is the authority of Christ. We are to do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, by His authority, with an attitude of gratitude. In other words, giving thanks to God. Now, these accessories will reinforce the spiritual apparel as we are to put them on. Now, properly adorned with the apparel of Christ, we will live up to our calling as God's elect people, holy and beloved, Colossians 3 and verse 12. Now, let's close out with a few thoughts regarding the application. How do we apply this? Well, adornment begins with being raised with Christ. The premise in this passage is that we have been raised with Christ. That's what we noticed in verse 1 of chapter 3. Now, it was noted earlier that it involves baptism, Colossians 2, verses 11 and 12. Because it's in baptism that we put on Christ, in principle, Galatians 3 and verse 27. And it's only then we can really put on the new man. The adornment requires not only being raised with Christ, but it requires a new mindset. Colossians 3 and verse 1 tells us that we have to seek those things that are above, where Christ is. And in chapter 3 and verse 2, we need to set our mind on things above, not on things of the earth. As Paul also would write in other places, a mind set on these things, virtuous and praiseworthy, Philippians 4 and verse 8. Of the spirit and not of the flesh, Romans 8 verses 5 through 8. And it's only then that we can really put off the old man and put on the new man. And thirdly, in this application here, adornment requires a concentrated effort. So we've seen here in the application that adornment begins by being raised with Christ. It requires a new mindset, and it requires a diligent, concentrated effort. It requires some earnestness. It does not come naturally without effort. We must cast off the old man with its works of darkness, according to Romans 13, verses 12 and 13. And we must make the effort to put on the new man, the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 13 and verse 14. And Paul would write in other places that we must work out our own salvation, Philippians 2, verses 12 and 13. Now, we do, of course, have God's help, but not without a diligent effort on our part. Now, as we close out this lesson, what a wonderful opportunity God has given us to be raised with Christ, to be forgiven of all our sin, to put aside the old man with its sinful corruption, to put on the new man, which is created in the image of Christ. But in this opportunity, it's only for those who avail it by dying with Christ in baptism, by setting our mind on things above, and by putting off the sinful conduct of our past life, and adorning ourselves with the apparel of Christ. Now, there are many passages like Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17, that motivate us to take advantage of this God-given opportunity. Now the question is this: will you take advantage of the Word of God and do everything that Christ has told you? I'd like to invite you to meet with us at the Eastside Church of Christ. We'll meet this morning at 10 a.m. for a period of worship service. This evening at 6 p.m. for another period of worship service. And again, Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to have you join us. If you just want to check us out based on what you hear from the radio program, feel free to join us. If you have any questions, you can look me up on Facebook. You can look up the Eastside Church of Christ on Facebook. Or you can look us up at churchateastside.com. That's our website. And we are now live streaming our sermons and I think possibly our Wednesday evening Bible studies. Again, feel free to contact me in any way that you want to. Feel free to visit with us at the Eastside Church of Christ. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to sit down and begin a Bible study with you. Again, thank you for joining us.